Well, it looks like I'm hanging out here for the afternoon, the Last Chance Saloon, because it seems to be the place to be. It's absolutely buzzing still, and it's the middle of the afternoon, and apparently it gets even busier later on. Last night was an amazing night, and I'm sat here with Andy Crabb, who is one of the organisers here of the Last Chance Saloon.
Yeah, with Annie Horn and Josh Peverley. Yeah, we're one of the organisers of Last Chance Saloon and Intoxicated Tea Rooms. So this is a new venue for this year. Country venue with some really top acts.
So I heard that this was put together in a very, very short space of time.
Very short space of time, probably six to seven weeks, and then the build took us a week to do the build.
Wow. So what stumped the last minute call to have this happen?
It was a call to Annie,
yeah,
from the festival organisers about having a country venue, and we thought, yeah, let's go for it.
And look at it now. Did you think it was going to be this popular?
I didn't think it'd be this popular. This has surprised me. Last night was absolutely amazing, buzzing. I was scared before we started, but now it's up and running. Still a little bit scared, but I'm loving it.
Nice. So you're a busy man, because you're not just doing stuff with the Last Chance Saloon. You're also doing stuff around the rest of the festival site. Tell us what you've been up to.
Yeah, so at Hush Productions, we own a 6 metre by 5 metre stage, which makes the core of Cirque du Quirk. So we've cross-hired that to another company that have built Cirque du Quirk stage. Our crew helped build it as well. We've got the Intoxicated Tea Rooms, which is a lovely little venue, pretty by day, pretty wild by night. We have the Silent Disco every night in Intoxicated Tea Rooms, up to 800 people queuing for the Silent Disco every night. Plus now we have this. So yeah, 3 hours sleep every night is rocking.
nice. So are you going to get a chance to watch anybody while you're here?
Just the country bands, 5 minutes of them, and then back to Intoxicated Tea Rooms, 5 minutes of them, then another walk back up here, 5 minutes of them. So yeah, I'm pretty busy and clocking up the miles on the legs.
So if you have a chance to see anyone while you were here, who would you like to see?
Who would I like to see? I'd like to see The Cure, obviously.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen The Cure before at Festival, when I was working as on stage crew there, so I was actually on stage with the Cure on that one. But I would like to see them, but I'm not going to get a chance to.
Oh, mate. Maybe another year.
Who knows? Depends how big this gets.
Yeah, I like where you're coming from there. No, thanks. And thanks for the invitation to play as well. I'm looking forward to that later on tonight.
Looking forward to seeing Honky Tonk Highway tonight, and looking forward to seeing that bass player they've got.
Oh, no pressure. Thank you.
Right.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Dave.